Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Getting on to the guard, everyone's. How come I can't hear myself, Mr. Producer? Red, this is my first radio show. Everyone.
Mr. Reverend, you need to put your headset on,
what?
Sir.
I what?
Need to put that headset on.
Well, while I need to put my headset on, this thing right here.
Yes, that thing right
Let's
there.
Let's see how I put it on. Well, giving honor to God. Everyone's, I'm indeed happy to be here with you this evening. My apologies for the late start of this radio show, but I came to tell you today, that I was so warmly excited about the reception of everybody's nice comments about my videos on the FatGuyRadioShow.com Facebook page. Whoa, Lord, I'm so excited. I'm not real good at these radio interviews, but I came with a word today. Yes, a word today for all of you out there in Fat Guy Radio Show Land. I came with a word. That's how you know when it's a good word, because you say word. You gotta put some emphasis on it. Can you feel it? I might have got a little piece of hair in my mouth there. Mr. Producer, am I doing this headset right? I think I got it.
As long as it's over your ears.
I think I got it. Oh, I got it. I'm Reverend Afro Big, and I'm happy. Everyone's, I'm indeed happy to be here with you on this special occasion. And this special occasion, if you will, just lift your hands right where you are. This special occasion is the beginning of a Thursday night episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. Right here online, right here on the interhighway, is coming to your homes through the magic of the internet. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Oh, yeah. Right here. Oh, Lord. It's wonderful to be here. I'm sorry that Mr. Corey Blaze, who hosts this show, couldn't be here. Him is running a little late, and that's why the show was a little delayed. And you know how it gets when you have those celebrity gets coming in. Oh, my organ player, he's feeling it over there. Can you feel it? Sister Mary, play that song. Play it that. Put in B. Put it in B. Put it in B. B. That's not B. That's not. Well, she got the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, Sister Orderly. Go ahead, Sister Orderly. She getting it. Listen to her playing now. Oh, yeah. When you play like that, Mr. Orderly, Sister Orderly, you make me want to preach like this. Oh, see, she got the. She see her over there, Mr. Producer. She over there in the corner. She about 4'2". Oh, she done passed out. Oh, there she's back. There she's back. All right. It's a special occasion, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Lord, I want to welcome you to the Fat Guy Radio Show. Come on, put your hands together now. Come on, clap your hands together now. Oh, Lord. I want to get back to preaching now. Oh, she still want to play. All right, now. All right. Well, it's a special occasion. And I think my time is coming up. Can I get 5 more minutes? Can I get 5 more minutes?
Cinco más.
Cinco más. I don't know what that means, Mr. Producer. Can I get 5 more minutes from the new boy over here?
Of course you can.
I can get 5 more minutes from the new boy over here. Over here. Hey. Over here.
I feel it.
Over here. Do you feel it, new boy? Yeah. Can you feel it, new boy?
Feel it tingling.
Oh, put your hands together if you feel it, new boy. Yeah. Yeah. Sister Good on that organ. She's Sister Good on that organ. Let me tell you one more thing before I take my leave. Everyone, just put your hands towards your computer screen. Or if you're riding in your cars, take your hands off the wheels and just stretch them out towards the radio right now. And when you get in an accident, just make sure you download the next show. I'm Reverend Big Afro, and I'm here to let you know. Producer, have your hand on that button. That's a very special moment here for all of you that's out there listening. Can you feel it? I'm sending it to you right now through the entire ways. And the byways of the internet. I want you to know this one big thing. You gotta listen to the show. Yeah!
And now, yeah! It's the radio show.
Dad doesn't know what's going on, does he?
No, he never does.
There he is, he's coming.
You can't, I'm not ready.
Mom, you gotta stall it.
Okay.
Happy birthday!
Don't go in there.
Why not?
Because alien life forms have invaded and they're taking over.
Good Lord, they're after the corn.
Wait a minute. There's something going on in there for my birthday, isn't there?
Oh, I should have known better than to try to fool a man of your age and wisdom. There's all these short people in there making you a birthday feast.
They are? Really?
Yeah.
Do I have to eat it?
Yeah, and you're gonna like it, see? And you're gonna act real surprised, too, see?
What? Where are we going?
I can't tell you it's a surprise.
A surprise? For me?
Come on, close your eyes.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Happy birthday!
Oh, you guys! Look at this! You shouldn't have!
What'd you wish for?
He wished he was still in his 20s.
You wish I was still in my 20s.
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
What is happening right now? April 16th, 2015, live from Studio G, trying to get Ryan to jump out of the cake in a Speedo. It's Arizona's internet's funniest radio show and podcast heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and directly on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7. Or you can email us at FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, allow me to make it personal. What I get from Amazon, besides the free 2-day shipping that offers that often is overnight shipping because of my proximity to an Amazon shipping center, which shipping centers are, you know, located everywhere, so you may have some of the same benefits. On my iPad, I have the Amazon Instant Video app. Movies, new and old, right at my fingertips. RoboCop, Star Trek Into the Darkness, Godzilla, The Last Legion, box office topping movies right there. I not only have the app on my iPad, but my iPhone as well. Movies on the go. But if movies aren't your bag, Amazon Prime has music streaming too. You may think Amazon is nothing but a shopping site. It's an entertainment site as well. Summer is coming out. Summer is coming up. School is starting to wrap up very soon. Get Amazon Prime through our show site and hand it over to the kids. Movies, TV shows, and music all through Amazon Prime.
cost of Prime is changed back on a $100 bill. Don't believe me? If you don't believe me, try it free for 30 days. I bet you'll love it. I bet you'll keep it. Try it now at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Yeah. I can't hit that note.
You can't hit that note? Yay! Zon! Well, that big, Reverend Big Afro Puff music slocker was opening of the show. I don't know how he got in. First off, people, it's our first night on Thursdays, 7:30. A little bit of a late start. A huge, huge, what do I want to say? It's a huge change in the show.
Yes.
Ryan Scott is not just James.
Not?
No.
He's not.
No, who is he then?
He's not just James.
Just James is a few shades darker
than a few. Yeah, just a few. He is not just James. And because we are getting a little bit of a late start, Ryan came in the ninth hour to fill in on the show. So I'm going to do something. Ryan, you just pad real quick. Plug your show while I adjust your camera because it looks like crap. You look like you're
I was trying to stand in the right area for it, but it's still
no,
whatever.
So plug your show, Ryan. Plug your sports just, show while everybody looks at my gut.
Most people know by now that we need a bigger camera. Most people know that I come from the show that we are on at nights about the same time, just 2 days earlier.
Yeah, Tuesday nights.
Here in Studio G, Full Court Press Radio. Which,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'll give it to you. I got it right there. Okay.
But I want to talk about my adventure getting here. So I came straight from school at ASU. And
yes.
ASU in Glendale. Well, ASU West is close to Glendale, but okay. I'm in main campus.
You're in main campus, Tempe.
Yes, in okay. Tempe. And for those who aren't, I guess, residents of the Valley, that's a nice 50-minute drive.
It literally can be a 50-minute
or
drive.
Or hour drive.
To where we are here in Glendale.
Yes. It's like...
Two cities, almost.
Oh, no. I went through Phoenix, Scottsdale, and then...
A little Peoria,
and then Glendale.
Oh, jeez.
I got out of class at 7:15, and it takes me 12 minutes to walk to my car from my class. So I was in my car at 7:30, and I am here by 8. Let's just say you have like 7 police officers outside of Studio G right now.
Is that what we're hearing out there? Yes. That's what it is?
I was flying. I put my phone in my passenger seat so that I can see if I get text messages because the screen will light up. Yeah. I don't answer them, especially when I'm going 135 miles an hour down the 101. But I didn't drive that fast. Philippius was driving. I don't know what.
Yeah, that was Flip. Darn it. Be careful.
Yeah, so I was flying. I see my screen light up. I was like, well, they're probably wondering where I am. But texting and driving isn't safe at 12 miles an hour. Going 10 times that on the freeway definitely
is that not what I said to everybody? I said, I'm going to send him a text message, and he is not going to respond because Ryan does not text and drive.
Well, don't you know that the text, you can speak into it now? You don't have to sit there and
talk. He's not touching his phone.
I'm not touching it. It's not worth dying. Even reading the text message.
Not worth dying.
Even reading the text message can get you in enough trouble, especially at that speed. To read "Are you close?" which was just "Are you," not "are you," "Are you close?" Which you tried to abbreviate that, it just didn't work.
I did. And let's pull the curtain back. And that's what we do because we family. We family.
Yeah.
You know, we family. What the reason why the show is delayed? I'm going to be completely honest, and I'm sorry. And Philippians can attest to the fact that when the show is delayed, I am freaking the hell out.
It's not delayed.
Yes,
you said 7:30 ish. I saw all the promos.
He was running back and forth, sweating. Oh my god, I'm dying inside. He just couldn't relax.
I really couldn't. And what it was is that originally, Just James, music producer, friend of the show, celebrity, all he does, he was invited in to the show because I wanted him here on my birthday show.
Yeah.
I wanted all of you here on my birthday show. And Just James, at the last moment, got called for work. He got called to do a Ryan, you've spent some time in the music world, and you know, and
you
part
take a
of
dollar
a band,
when you can get a dollar.
You take a dollar when you can get a dollar, and Just James does that for a living.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why he's not here. So he sends his
as soon
his
as you're
regrets.
Too good to take a dollar when you can get a dollar, they stop calling you.
Yeah, they do. And Just James is in high demand, and the show had to take a back seat. Now, I wasn't that upset with him. Well, I didn't let him know. that I was that upset with him. But he will be here hopefully next week and we'll have him. So what happens is one of the beauties, one of the beautiful things of having a network like we do is that we call up the other guys from the other show that we know can come in and help. And Ryan was at the last hour when we found this out. I called Ryan up and begged him and pleaded, and I was crying on the phone and he was holding me like a chick. And I was like, Ryan, you really have to come and help me do the show because, you know, we've got Anthony that's here now and he's new and nobody really knows why he's here.
I don't even know.
He doesn't even know why he's here. And somebody left the back door open and he came through. I don't know how that happened.
No, I replied to Grindr. You replied.
Oh God!
You're out.
It's out. Damn it!
So I'm very disappointed. No Mandingo party.
we didn't want to throw him to the wolves, and then D-Tay. So Ryan's here. So Ryan's here to fill in at the last moment, literally fresh off the ASU campus. And I'm glad that you came to, you know, bail the show out.
Sometimes he lets us out early, right? Like,
and tonight wouldn't have been one of those nights.
Sometimes
clearly.
He's like, oh, it's 6:50. I'm old. I'm tenured. You don't really have to be here.
I'm weathered.
Done.
You know,
like, get out of here.
I've been sleeping for the last hour. Like, I don't know what I'm teaching anymore.
So I'm totally. And the funny thing is next week, we don't even have to go to class. He canceled class for next week. Of course, that couldn't be this week.
Of course, that couldn't be this week.
That would have been too perfect.
Yeah. But of course, me being me, I wanted to say, you know, I'm Corey Blaze. I'm Corey Blaze, and this is what I do. It's because this, I wanted the first Thursday night primetime show to be on my birthday because it was my birthday. Ooh, that may have been a dookie.
No. You need a tie. I need a tie for the whole thing.
I can't do the tie because I'm wearing these new neck cutters because they say it makes me look slimmer.
Well, you could have just
tell them the truth. Crew necks don't fit no more.
Crew necks don't fit anymore. They choke me off. They choke me. So we are here, and it is my birthday. But before we get to that, we have to meet Anthony. I'm sure everybody's like wondering, who is that different voice on Fat Guy Radio Show? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Anthony, and you're going to have to say your last name because I can't pronounce it.
I can't even, well, sometimes. I have to try to pronounce my last name.
You have to practice in the mirror.
So it's Anthony.
Anthony.
Nunez.
Oh my God, what?
Frausto.
What?
Frausto.
I think I ordered that off a menu earlier today for lunch. Yes, I like to take the Anthony Nunez Frausto, please, with a side of guacamole.
And not jalapenos.
So good. It's Anthony. It sounds so good. It's Anthony Nunez Nachos Frosty Flakes.
You can call me Frausto to make it easier, but it's Frausto.
It's
Frausto.
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 You gotta roll that R.
It's
Frausto.
You have to just get the tongue.
Ryan, you're from. You've spent 3 years in a Mexican penitentiary. Can't you say
it? I can say it. You can't.
You can say it?
Yeah, Nunez Frausto.
Okay.
Oh, see, that's perfect.
Okay. So, okay, learn it to me again. Anthony.
Nunez.
Neuter.
Nunez.
Neuter.
Nunez.
Nugget.
Nunez.
Nugget.
Yeah.
Nunez.
Chicken nugget.
Chicken. Anthony Chicken Nugget.
That's what happens when he says my last name, too.
Yeah. Ryan Scott
Donuts.
Powder.
Every time. Donuts. I don't know how it happens.
Ryan
Donuts. Jelly Donuts. Food. So, everyone's last name is food.
So it's Anthony
Nunez.
Even when he says his last name, it's Frausto. Corey Bouillabaisse.
Corey Bouillabaisse. Anthony Frausto.
Frausto.
Frausto. Well,
you just say Frausto. That's easier. That's why I tell everybody.
Okay. And the most important thing that everybody wants to know is, why are you here?
I'm here today because I was told I'm going to be a friend.
Oh, friend.
I'm
does
friend.
He know what that means?
He does not.
No, I don't.
I don't think he wants to know what that means, right?
Pants are no longer an option at all. Like, just forget pants.
That's... Pants, yes. What is my saying? Pants off, eyes closed.
Yes.
That's the way.
And don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions. And
drink
don't,
the wine.
And drink the wine because I'm Bill Cosby. What?
Too soon?
Not too soon?
No,
fine with it. There's no too soon.
I don't think it's any too soon either. Yeah.
You're good.
So Anthony is, in all seriousness, Anthony is the latest, newest part of the BDB Radio Network family. And his specific role has not yet been completely laid out for everyone yet, but he has an extensive background in photography.
Yes.
You were and still are a Hollywood photographer.
Yes, I've shot different celebrities internationally and nationally published.
Absolutely. And you are amazing with graphic photo editing, is that right? Photo editing
photo
or graphic
editing,
design?
Photo touching, reshopping.
Reshopping, yeah, because he looked at a lot of the photos that are on my
retouching,
website.
Retouching, I don't even know. I can't even say it right.
Yeah, I can't say Frost, though. That's fine. So he has an extensive knowledge in a lot of aspects that BDB Radio Network desires.
Yeah.
As we really move, and we've been hinting at this all year long, that the network is really making a push to the next level. Full Court Press Radio was doing great things and trying new things and bringing a really kind of reinventing.
We've been working
the
on
network.
It.
Yeah. And you guys have been doing an amazing job on it. I've been listening to the last couple of shows prior to that. No, I'm kidding. But to pull the curtain back.
Playoffs Saturday.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs. That's like your bread and butter.
That is
NBA.
My bread and butter. We're going to get
whenever we talk about something that's not orange and shaped like, you're not there anymore.
And we're going to get to, and we're going to get to that because I knew you're going to be here. So I added it into my show notes. Hopefully we'll get to it, but the bleeding has stopped in the Purple Palace.
Yeah.
Their season is over. Thank baby Jesus. But Anthony has an extensive background in a lot of computer ideas and marketing ideas and social media interactions.
Mac, not PC. I have to throw that out there.
There we go. Mac, not PC. Now, are you ready for me to win over every person in the Fat Guy Radio Show audience for you? Are you ready for me to win them over for you?
I would love that. I've never had that much love.
You're about to get it right now.
Really?
He is also a Gavin DeGraw fan.
I love Gavin DeGraw. Yes.
He's a Gavin DeGraw fan. So we had a meeting with him yesterday. And
well, that's required now, unfortunately.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you know what? I think we need to put that at the top.
I didn't say that.
Unfortunately, how dare you?
What are you talking about?
Hold on,
man. Shut Philippians.
Philippians, thank you for clarifying that. How dare you say unfortunately, Gavin DeGraw? Even though Gavin DeGraw, when I whored myself out on Twitter today, Gavin DeGraw, Gavin DeGraw, did not send me a happy birthday greeting. Gavin DeGraw.
Did you send him a happy birthday greeting?
I don't know when his birthday is.
No.
I can do one better than that. I can do one better.
What can you do better?
I got two hugs from him.
You got two. You actually have met Gavin in person.
I had to pay for it, but yes, I did see him. Well, and meet him.
He's Gavin DeGraw. Of course you got to
pay for
it.
The hugs?
Yeah, every man's got a price. Every guy's got to pay.
My biggest Twitter thing ever, besides that crack that just happened in my voice right there.
Puberty. Right here, live on the air.
Whenever it feels like breaking, right? my biggest claim to fame for Twitter is Sinbad tweeted me back.
Really?
Sinbad. Nice. Now, you have to be, like, from the 80s to even know who Sinbad is anymore.
True.
But I was like, heck yeah, I'm the president's first kid. Like, hook me up with a tour of the White House. I don't know.
I love it. And so I sent out a tweet early this morning, and I said, I like a birthday shout-out from the following celebs, please. That's what I said, please. So I sent one to John F. Daly.
Okay.
From the TV show Bones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent one to Kwas Ashkar, which is an overseas actor who starred in Shameless UK version.
A nobody. All right.
No,
go ahead.
Come
You're
on.
Good. Go ahead.
I also sent one to Lou Amundsen.
Okay.
And I sent one to Oscar Sandler.
I know who Lou Amundsen is.
Who's
show I do.
Yeah, he
does.
We'll get to his basketball player.
He's a basketball player.
I also sent one to Oscar Santana of the Michael Mara Show. I also sent one to TV Land because they're the only station that still airs Roseanne. And of course, I sent one to The Real Roseanne, along with @GavinDeGraw.
Okay.
At Sean Buchholz.
Okay.
At Tina Malone, 23, who is an actress in Shameless. That's overseas. Shameless, the UK version, so she's okay. probably not very well known
another
in the
nobody.
States. No, come on!
I'm gonna call it like it is right now.
Another basketball player, Sean Marion.
Okay.
Because he's actually notorious for doing it.
Is he?
He normally sends out, you know, a little tweet. Normally.
Foreshadowing.
Except for, well, we'll get to it. And then Nick West. Okay. Of course. And then finally, Jodie Latham, who is another actor from Shameless UK. And I love all of these people. And there were some celebrities that I just didn't want to mention because I knew there was no chance that, you know, number one, there's still a restraining order from the Nicki Minaj Twitter. And so we have to. And this just hot off the press. Gavin DeGraw's birthday is February 4th, Ryan. So suck it.
And you didn't send him nothing on February 4th.
Lady K may or not just texted, just sent that to me on Facebook. So I sent those celebs request. Going around the table, let's get a vote on who you think responded.
That's too many people to remember.
All right. There's only two that could have probably responded.
Okay, who do you think?
Maybe Nick West and Sean Buchholz. Besides that, I would say zero.
Zero?
Even with that, I might still go zero.
Really? Oh, God, right? You don't think I got that kind of
I'm going to throw some haterade out right now.
You're throwing some hateration. All right, so you think Nick West responded?
Nick West, Sean Buchholz. Did you say Just James, too?
I did not say Just James.
All right, so just Nick West and Sean Buchholz are the two that I'm going to go with.
Okay. Nick West did. She was the first. Nick West did tweet me, happy birthday.
Okay.
Sean Buchholz, who we've had on the show from
Scrubs,
who played Cabbage, did tweet me, happy birthday.
All right. I got two right.
You got two right. The other celebs was, what do you think about Oscar Santana of the Michael Mara show?
I would say no. I honestly, everybody else, I would have said no. As you're going through, I was like, no.
Flip, what do you think on Oscar Santana? He's over my shoulder.
Who cares?
He's Big O and Dukes.
So?
You don't think Oscar
Santana? Radio show.
I know, Anthony, this is new to you, but Oscar Santana is a huge inspiration to what we do here. And so I tweeted it out. So just knowing that little bit, take a wild guess. Do you think he tweeted me or did not tweet me?
I would say he didn't.
He didn't? So everybody says no?
Yeah.
Oscar Santana did tweet me. Happy birthday. Kiss my ass, all of you. Let's go with Tina Malone from Shameless UK.
Oh, wait. That's a nobody, probably.
Oh, come on. Tina's a tough chick. She'll come over and kick your ass.
Yeah, it's going to take her 2,000 miles.
Tina Malone did tweet me. Happy
it's a nobody.
Birthday. Oh, come on. All right. I already let the cat out of the bag about Gavin DeGraw. He did not tweet me happy birthday.
You didn't tweet him happy birthday.
I did.
You got to show some love.
I tweeted him happy birthday and Merry Crimba.
No, you didn't.
I did. I got the proof right here in my phone. Merry Crimba. All right.
Merry Crimba, happy birthday.
Sean Marion. Yes or no?
No.
Nope. No.
You're right. Sean Marion did not.
You foreshadowed that he didn't.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what foreshadow means.
I know. It's a big word.
It's a big, big word. Who else was on the list? Let me go back.
Lou Amundsen.
Yes or no?
Nope.
No.
You're right, because Lou hasn't tweeted since 2012. Jodie Latham.
Another shameless person.
Sure. Yes.
He did not tweet me.
He didn't. Jeez. I don't know the levels of fame.
Yeah. These are some big people.
All right.
F. Daly from Bones.
Nope.
No, God, no.
He did not tweet me happy birthday.
But if he did tweet you happy birthday, you should have got back at him to get the girl on that, whatever her name is, sister, who's from New Girl. What's her name? Why, Zooey Deschanel. That's who I want.
That's who you want? I didn't tweet her because I don't follow her.
I don't need her to tweet me, though. She needs to come and sing me happy birthday.
She is beautiful. She is
absolutely
beautiful.
And then she could just like...
Bones on Fox. Watch it, even though Fox has nothing to do with this show. TV Land. They have tweeted me before.
No.
Philippians?
Nope.
Yes.
Anthony, you think they did?
I think they did. They need all the promo they can get.
They have a new show called Younger on TV Land, right? On TV? With Hillary Duff and some weird
How
chick.
Do you know that?
Hulu.
Oh. Hulu, who knew?
Yep.
TV Land did not tweet me.
It's because they got Hillary Duff now. They're big time.
They're big time. This is someone who hasn't done anything in a while, but we had her show as the opening of the show today. at the real Roseanne, Roseanne Barr. And Anthony, are you not a Roseanne Barr fan?
I love Roseanne. I have seen Roseanne. Every episode on rerun. Like
all 25,000 episodes.
I'm a big Chuck Lorre fan, but I didn't watch a ton of Roseanne.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Philippians, so what do you think? Or Philippians, what do you think? She tweeted yes or no?
No.
No.
Ryan, no?
No.
I would say
or
yes.
Or however she would say it. Hell no!
Yes, you I say, have you wishful think, thinking.
I am with you on the wishful thinking. Unfortunately, our wish did not come true. Roseanne Barr did not tweet me happy birthday. Quaz Atkar, who is another actor from Shameless, because it doesn't mean anything to Ryan, he did not tweet
me. He's nobody.
He didn't tweet me for my birthday either. And what I noticed about Jody Latham is that Jody Latham, I know for a fact, saw my tweet to him because he tweeted 25 minutes after I tweeted him, and he still gave me nothing. It's my birthday. My birthday.
Well, you know.
You know what I'm saying? It's
you're
my
a nobody
damn birthday.
To him.
I was a Twitter whore, and I wanted celebrities to tweet me out. Yeah, I put it out there, and then my tweet after I listed all those celebrities, I said, yes, I just hit up a bunch of my fave celebrities for birthday shout-outs. Let's watch who actually does it. Now, as we get ready to go to break, I'm going to give Jody Latham and Quaz Atkar a break.
What about Sean Marion?
Not Sean Marion.
He's literally getting ready for the playoffs right now.
I don't care.
And you're not going to give him a break.
No, because I'm Corey Blaze, and he could have tweeted me 3 seconds. His phone is right there in his massive ball-handling hands. He could have just tweeted me back, happy B-Day.
All right.
Oscar Santana is on vacation
right
now.
What if they have, like, strict no Twitter policies right now so they don't get in trouble for the playoffs?
Well, then I will come on the air and issue a reprieve to Sean Marion if he tweets me after the playoffs.
I don't even know what team Lou Amundsen's on right now. The Knicks?
I don't know. But Lou, man, I thought, you know, Lou.
You guys touched wieners once? Like, what are you saying?
Well, thanks for just giving it out there. No, wiener.
Allegedly.
Wiener cousins.
What? Allegedly.
Lou, come on. You're in my dreams.
What? Nice.
Too awkward?
Yeah.
But, I will give a reprieve to all the ones that are overseas. Jody Latham and Quaz Atkar. I'll give them a pre because I tweeted it out and they were probably passed out drunk in an alley or a pub somewhere. But Tina Malone, I love you, sweetie. Mwah. And the baby girl, she's getting so big and so beautiful. She does listen to the show. She's told me. I love Tina Malone. We'll try to get her on the show, but we'll have to tape the show like at 2 a.m. in the morning.
I'm down.
2 a.m. in the morning totally as down. A 2 a.m. in the evening?
As it's 2 a.m. Ryan,
or
damn
in
it.
The afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Scott's here. We'll be right back and it's my birthday!
Yeah!
You know, being that it's my birthday, which is really important, being that it's my birthday, our friends at Halo 6 has taken my vape experience to the utmost level. People, let me tell you about Halo 6. In the mail, I received my new Triton Tank system. I asked Halo 6 if I could be honest about my experience, and you know what? They said yes. I was afraid of the Triton Tank system for a while because I thought it was too big. I thought that it was just this mass. I didn't want to walk around. I think the analogy that I've used in the past is walk around looking like a Ford F-150 tailpipe is hanging out of my lips.
Okay.
I was really nervous about that. I could not have been any more wrong. I didn't realize what I was missing out on. The Triton Tank system has changed my vaping experience 100%. The satisfaction I get from the phenomenal output of vape, the long-lasting battery, the ability to see how much American-made e-liquid I have left, and the color options. Ryan,
it's pretty.
Without looking, can you guess the color? The color.
Oh, it like has the name?
It has a color. It has a name for the color of my Triton Tank system.
Arizona Copper.
It's not Arizona Copper. I ordered my new Triton Tank system, ladies and gentlemen, in the color of mocha. I got it in mocha in honor of Mocha Cub. Ryan Scott's here. Halo Sigs If you're a smoker or you know someone who is a smoker, you'll appreciate Halo 6. I still have my G6. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I'm using my Triton Tank system and I love it, but I still have my G6 as well. Halo 6 proudly endorsed by me. I vape with nothing else because nothing else can compete with Halo 6. Don't be fooled by those gas station brands, those pretty packaging or low prices. You get what you pay for when it comes to vaping. So get the best. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Yes, I am enjoying my Triton Take system. I love it.
Not as big as you said.
It's not as big as I thought it was going to be. And it's really cool. So Halo 6, hopefully they're going to allow me to do a commercial for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. So get
it's
those.
It's pretty for sure.
It definitely is.
It looks good. It really does.
Yeah, Sub-Zero, because I'm a menthol. Sub-Zero is my flavor and my choice, which is really, really cool. All right, so everybody, thank you so much for joining us once again. It's Thursday night. This is kind of a little different, a little weird, I gotta say, being here on a Thursday night. Ryan, you're used to being in the studio.
I'm used to nights.
And I'm here with you guys normally buzzing around, you know, popping your head and whispering, you know, sweet nothings in the DT's ear during your commercial breaks. On your show, this is just a quick throwaway. On your show Tuesday, day before yesterday, y'all commercial break was really long. And so what happens is that I have their live feed on one computer where I work in the little corner cubbyhole that I have.
Yeah. And porn on the other.
And porn on the other, yes, absolutely. Of course. And I can hear them. And I hear, Ryan, you send your show to break.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing the break bits play. I hear our commercial. But then outside, I hear the studio door open, and then I hear. And I hear running out of the studio, down the hall, and like bathroom door. What was going on?
I had to pee really bad. I had to pee really bad. Like from the moment the show started, we open up chat with our producer, check the chat to make sure it's all good and going.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I instantly had the most outrageous sensation that I was going to pee my pants instantly. Wow. And I was just like, we need to go to break early.
You like, guys did. You
we
guys
need
broke
to start
it like,
break right now.
You went like to break at like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, and we only have one break usually. We're a little bit of a shorter show, and we have one break. We run to we don't usually go to the bathroom. We usually just breathe
for
a second. Yeah,
because the breaks are like probably less than 60 seconds.
And yeah. Well, I mean, I still probably could have fit it in the 60 seconds. I had to pee that bad that the street, I could have hit the bathroom from the studio doors. If somebody had the men's bathroom open for me,
yeah,
I could probably hit the urinal.
It was just that strong. It was just so funny. I was just sitting there and I couldn't see what was going on. I just heard that the show was at break. And normally when you hear the show that's at break, I would pop my head in.
Yeah.
You know, or say, hey, that was a good segment, or hey, wake up. You know, whatever. But this was just so funny. So I'm just sitting there, and we'll be right back on Full Court Press Radio. You just heard running. Were you the only one, or did DT have to?
No, DT had to go to the bathroom too. I had to get to the bathroom first.
Daniel Taylor had to run as well.
Because I needed the closer urinal. I know that he could have one. I just had to get to the closer one because it was coming out.
Oh my God. It was just
I couldn't even focus at the end. I was like trying to give a good break. Like, hey, like think about this, everybody, while we go to break. You know, whatever. No, I was like, I'm going to pee myself right now. And I'm going to get real warm real fast.
It's warm in these rhinos.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
It was just a funny throwaway. I had to bring it up real quick. Well, it is my birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I cannot be more more happy or more excited about the birthday love this year. A lot of people went above and beyond. And I milked it for what it's worth. And the reason why...
Well, I mean... You got to.
I do. And the reason why, I know I'm a grown man because I am years old and I wanted to. That was a live edit, right?
He's 50.
What?
50.
No, I'm not. I am years old, dude. I just told you.
I could tell everyone how old you
Stop
are.
Stop bleeping me out, Lip. You know how old I am. I am years old.
Yes.
Hi, Lip. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
So I milked it for what it's worth. I work hard, damn it. I work real hard.
Is sound like you're going to poop yourself. You better be careful.
That's the pre-poop.
We know what age you are.
Yes, I
You need those right there.
It depends.
Ours are called certainty.
Yeah.
Because we don't want it to depend on nothing.
Certainty because we don't want to depend. So I milked it for what it's worth. I did the Twitter whore thing, you know what I mean? And I milked everybody. Did. I gave the address out for gifts to be sent to me.
Heard that a really famous celebrity tweeted you during break, actually.
Who?
Me.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh! Breaking news, whatever it feels like breaking, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Fagot Radio Show, because we are just that important. I have breaking news!
Now go live to the BDB Radio Network studios where breaking news is breaking whenever it feels like breaking, right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Take it away, fat birthday boy.
This just in. Right, you're making me break it. This just it.
You're supposed to be a professional.
I'm not. At Elephant Ryan on Twitter. I'm your favorite celebrity. Have a happy birthday. This has been breaking news on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Why are you elephant? Are you uncut?
Oh, whoa! Oh, wow!
Wait, yeah. Was that bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, I'm gigantic.
New boy. New boy. Oh, new boy. That's the new guy. Right there. New guy getting dumped. Ryan, don't answer that question. Okay, maybe. What? No, don't answer that question. Ryan Scott just tweeted me. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. I also texted you way before it was your birthday.
No, you didn't. You didn't even text me happy birthday.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yesterday, when you called about me coming to the show, after we got off, I was like, oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Yes. Be careful with your microphone over there because your microphone's having problems. You're right. Ha ha. Well, happy birthday, fat summama.
I'm so happy that you're going to be
really, really, really fat and old.
Oh.
That's what you're gonna say. Really, really fat.
Well, at least
old.
He's blessing you with a long life.
He is.
Yeah.
No, he's already fat and old. I'm not talking about it. No prolonged years after this. It's not like a pinch for good luck or nothing.
Well,
that ain't happening.
Of all people, of people that are close to me, family, I heard from my sisters. I heard from my mother.
Yes.
My Prius owning driving father, Snake Eyes.
So he gave you two happy birthdays?
He did not give me anything.
Snake Eyes.
He didn't give me anything.
Sounds like two happy birthdays to me.
Because my dad is just too busy.
What do you mean he's too
busy? No, he's on the road.
No, because he didn't get a tweet.
Does he not have a phone?
How are we supposed to know?
No, my dad doesn't even know what Twitter is. When you tell my old ass father something about Twitter, he goes outside and looks up in the trees trying to find a bird. My old ass daddy don't know nothing about no Twitter. So my daddy didn't say anything to me. My mom didn't even call me on the phone.
Wow.
She sent me a text.
That's
it's 2015, so that worries.
Yeah, we can overlook
no,
that.
No, she's
we're
my
antisocial.
Mother. No, she's my mother. Yeah. She still has a home phone.
So do my parents, but they never answer it. If it rings, they're like, anybody who knows me will call me on my cell phone.
My mom says the same thing. So I ask all the time, what the hell's the point in having the home phone?
We don't want to get rid of our number. We've had it for 55 years.
Oh, my gosh. 2015's on the other line picking up the ringing.
No.
Yes.
2015 on line two.
They actually they've switched their home phone for a cell phone, but it doesn't actually do anything that today's cell phones do. Like, it doesn't get text messages. It doesn't. But it is a cell phone. Like, they can leave the house with it.
My mom told me when I talked to her last week, she said that she wants a phone that she can do emails on, that she can surf the internet on, that she can take pictures with, that she can film video with, and that is that works like a smartphone but is not a smartphone.
That's pretty much any phone.
I know, but what she described she wants is a smartphone.
But she doesn't want a smartphone.
Why doesn't...
So it's like
I'm not getting it.
I'm not either.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused too. I'm
she
like,
she wants
Mom.
A computer,
pretty much,
because you could get her Google Voice and she can make phone calls or Skype
Google
or something.
She's
and
like, I want it to do everything that a smartphone does, but I don't want it to be a smartphone.
why does my mom sound like a country hick?
Well, you know.
Isn't that confusing to you, Anthony?
I don't even want to get involved in that.
Yeah, it's a...
My mom sounds like the Wicked Witch of the East. Like, already... No. That's West. Oh, East was squashed by a house at the beginning.
Oh, so she's...
Every time I do my mom, it's like, Ryan! Oh, God. Every time. I don't know why it happens, but every time I've... Ever since I've been really little. Come inside! Ryan, it's your mother! You get your older brother from up the street playing pinochle and popcorn sticks. I need you to run up to the store and get me a pound of butter, a gallon of milk, and a loaf of bread. Ryan! We never went to the store for that stuff. We always just went to the neighbors. Excuse me, can we borrow a cup of sugar? We're not giving it back, but I'm supposed to ask to borrow it, please.
I could just imagine, and I know this is spinning off, you shouldn't have gave me this character. I can just imagine... 2-3 years ago when you met your wife, bringing Pixie Scott to your mom. Pixie Scott, this is my mom. Mother, this is Pixie Scott.
You're so lucky to have my son, Ryan! I'm so happy for you, Ryan! My mom was historically mean to everybody who came home. And I asked her about it when I got older. I was like, hey, mom, you know, when I was in high school, I'd bring people home, like, to hang out. I always thought, you know, this is a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, and you were always pretty mean to everybody. And she was like, that's because I just figured, you know, I don't want them at my house. Like, your friends weren't cool for me. Like, they were my friends.
Is that why when I met your mom, she punched me in the face?
I still have the same friends from high school. And they come over now, and she's like, do you need something to eat? Do you need some food?
No, she's not like that. She's like,
do you need something to eat? Would you like some food? You're friends with Ryan! Go ask to borrow some lasagna from the neighbors. Go get some lasagna from the neighbors. Don't forget to bring some pesto sauce.
Isn't it creepy?
We gotta give the character really a whole new name though, because if my mom listens to this, I'm getting my ass.
Oh yeah. No, this just have her send her complaints to Philippius at Fagot Radio Show. Yeah, we'll have to give her another name, but that's funny. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, right here building characters, we've gotten to nothing that I want to talk about today because it's my birthday. And I'm very happy that it's my birthday. And it's my show, so I'm gonna do what I wanna do. We met Anthony, check, right? We talked to Anthony.
Yeah. Twitter shout outs.
We did that. Check, you know. And it's really late at night and I'm tired. But that's okay. We're going to get used to this.
You're not tired. You know what you look like?
What do I look like?
You look hungry.
Yeah, that's my expression all the
only
time.
Only expression he has is hungry.
He's got the hunger eyes all the time. Like, oh, God.
Hungry eyes. I feel the villain, the sin in the side. I got hungry eyes.
Why does that remind me of Tom Cruise? Is that song in Top Gun? No?
I don't know.
And I want you to feel. How do you not know? I think it's in Top Gun.
Tom Cruise gives me the creeps regardless.
All right, let's take a quick break and let's actually do something that's planned to do. On the other side of this break, I didn't file my state taxes.
Oh.
What?
I know.
It's the 16th.
I know. It's my birthday,
you
too.
You completely pissed off the government. Oh, no.
Yeah, Governor Ducey, lick it. We'll be right back on Fagot Radio Show.
Lick my tuck. I want to be with you forever. Tomorrow's not too late. But it's always too late when you got nothing. So you say.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Did you know that you can read a book and work outside in the garden at the same time? Yes, you can. But you're probably asking yourself, Corey, how can I read a book and work outside at the same time? Answer with audible.com through audibletrial.com/FGRS. Downloading an audiobook of your choice From Audible's library of over 150,000 books, grab your earbuds and your gardening gloves and off you go. Yard work and reading rolled into one. It's like a burrito of efficiency.
I got a shout out for Audible, so I'm sorry I'm stepping on it.
That's okay. We want the whatever that is you just said. Yard work and reading rolled into one. Audible offers comedy books as well. Have a laugh while you are on the go about your when you go about your daily life. See, Audible doesn't inconvenience your life. Do what I do. Go about your day-to-day activities while enjoying a book on tape. And just to prove to you how amazing Audible.com is, get it free 30-day trial right now, along with a free audiobook at audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to part with B2B Radio Network and FatGuyRadioShow.com. What is your Audible?
So I have Audible. I'm in the trial right now.
Yes.
And I have the book I got for free was Firefight by Brandon Sanderson. It's like a 16-hour book, right? And we were coming back. Me and my wife were coming back from Utah.
Yeah.
On a drive. It's a 12-hour drive. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get the trial right now. Audibletrial.com/FGRS.
Sure.
I'm gonna download this book because I want to read it, but I can't read it in the car while I'm driving.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. Do not read and drive, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't text and drive.
We're community building here.
Just
on
don't
the
do
Fat
it.
Radio
and
show.
So I download the book. It took like 10 seconds. Like they somehow compress the files crazy right now. Where you know it took like 10 seconds. Get the book, throw it in. This is what's cool about Audible. You can actually. This is totally nerdy, but you can earn. They have achievements Audible.
He's nerding out now.
Nice. They have achievements on Audible.
What do you mean achievements? Like, it's not a video game. It's an audio book.
But they make it like achievements. They're like, oh, you've listened to a book for 2 hours straight. Boom, you get a badge.
Oh.
You listen to a book over lunch break. Boom, you get another badge. You listen to a whole book in one sitting because I bought another book. After my trial, I bought another book. It was $2. It's only like an hour and a half to listen to the
They're
whole
very
book.
Inexpensive.
And, so even though I got my free book, I've already given Audible $2, but it was worth it to me because I enjoy listening to books, but I listen to the whole book in one sitting. They have another one, a badge called The Closer.
Oh, The Closer.
I don't know. For some reason, it makes it more fun. I like listening to books.
Because you like to play video games.
But for some reason, it makes it more fun because you're like, I'm not only listening to this book, but I'm smashing these achievements right now.
I'm smashing, yo.
I like to smash.
It's what?
Smash.
Beep. Yeah. Anyway.
He's just going to get bleeped throughout the whole entire show. Flippy's going to be here till midnight.
Sorry.
So I forgot to file my state taxes.
You forgot or you just
I forgot.
Did you file an extension?
I did not.
Oh, he just didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't.
Why not? Why don't you care?
Because I don't feel that, number one, I was busy and I thought about it.
Because I'm Corey Blaze.
I'm Corey Blaze.
And I don't have time for
that. I'm not even going to play that card because I'm going to tell you that I didn't. Now, federal, I gave Uncle Sam his due because Sam will come and he will give it to you in the bad place unlubed.
Yeah.
You know, so Uncle Sam got his just deserves.
Uncle Sam rubs it with sand first.
He does. He really does. And then he won't. He does. I was really going to say
sandpaper. Sandpaper condom.
But the state of Arizona, I didn't file.
You didn't file at the same time as your federal?
No, I didn't because I filed them separately because I don't want to pay more money to file taxes where I'm already paying money. And that is through a company that doesn't advertise on the show.
Okay.
But it may or may not be a dyslexic RH block.
Okay.
And they want to charge you. You get Uncle Sam his stuff for free.
Yeah.
Because
well,
Uncle
it's
Sam.
It's illegal to charge.
Well,
the federal government has made it illegal to charge to file it.
Very cards. Good. Well, our government in Arizona, they want to charge $44.
$25 if you do it e-file, and then you can do it for free if you send it.
And that's what my plan normally is that
in the mail.
I get my stuff and my paperwork back from whoever handles all of that. I get that back, and then I enter all the information in and answer all the questions right, and then boom, bam, boom, it's gone.
Sounds simple. Why didn't you do it, though?
Because I just got laxed on it.
Okay.
That's lazy?
Reason number one. I just got laxed on it. Reason number one. Reason number two is I know I'm going to pay a penalty.
Okay.
I know I'm going to get hit with a penalty. But I know, and this is going to be really, really bad, this thought popped into my mind. It's amazing that when we don't do what we're expected to do regarding taxes and pay taxes, we get penalized.
Yeah.
But when these some of my bitch government officials don't do what we expect them to do, and yes, I'm talking about Governor Ducey, our current governor of Arizona, when he came in office and completely ass-raped the education system, nobody can hold his ass to the fire. So I say this to the state of Arizona. Come get it. Come get my 2014 state tax.
You know, his last name is synonymous with going poop.
Of course it is.
I just made a doozy.
You know why? Because he's full of it.
I just made a doozy.
And I don't attack political figures too often, especially the ones in our state. But this dude is an ass.
He completely is.
He is a full-blown, certified, grade A ass. The first petition to recall this son of a bitch, my name is going to be at the top. So you know what? Get him out, and I'll be glad to pay all the penalties plus interest on why I didn't file my 2014 taxes. But you know what? If you can't get your ass straight down there in the Capitol in downtown Phoenix, why I gots to be held to the fire? Come get it.
I get money back on both taxes, so you know I'm quick to do those.
No, Uncle Sam, me and him, we cool. You know, Uncle Sam, I got you, bro. But Uncle, let me talk to you, Uncle. Uncle, you listening to me? Uncle, let me say something to you. Get a little closer, Uncle. DT ain't here to do the thing. Uncle, these some of my bitches down here in Arizona, they're just messing around with my money. Why I gotta give them my money? If they ain't doing right, you know, see, I would understand if I could give them my money and they would give me a receipt. That way, when they mess up, I can take it back and get my money back. When you mess up something in the government that I didn't pay for, and I don't like it, I can take my money back. I can do it at Burlington Coat Factory. I go to Burlington, I buy something from them, and if I don't like it and I bring it home, I go back with the receipt and I get my money back.
Excuse me, there's a pothole on my street. I would like my
$50. I want my money back. Or, just like I do with Burlington, I take a shirt back. They say, oh, would you like to go find another shirt? I will go search for another shirt. But if I don't find a shirt that I like, I want my money back. So I say, Uncle, why don't you come down here and talk to the state of Arizona and let them know that your nephew ain't happy with their service. And Uncle, if they come for me, I need you to help me.
Well, we have Uncle Sam and Tio Samuel.
Yeah.
Tio Samuel, no le importa.
I'm gonna end up paying the penalty. Actually, I'm gonna pay everything but the penalty. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pay everything but the penalty. Governor Ducey, come right to me. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here in your state. You already took half my paycheck. What more the hell do you want? You gotta have my paycheck. I need you to do something for me. Ha ha. Now the tables have turned.
He ain't gonna do it.
He ain't gonna do crap for me. So you know what? So he really kissed my ass too. I ain't doing nothing for him. You want your state taxes, Governor Douche? Come get it.
Ducey actually tweeted all those celebrities and was like, no, he hasn't paid it.
Yeah, of course.
He hasn't paid
Tio
Samuel yet.
You just, look,
so you, can't.
You just look at this guy. When he's on the news, he just seems slimy. He looks like he's got three little Asian kids hidden in the trunk of his car.
You don't?
No, Governor Ducey does.
Oh, I do.
I didn't file my taxes. All right. Whew. Man, this show is flying by. All right, when we get back, Arizona cops are just running over people now, and the black people finally got a cop to really kill an unarmed black guy. They finally got a good one. We'll be right back on the other side of Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads. So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
So wake me up. All right, folks, it doesn't get any better than perfect weather and bright lights. Perfect weather and bright lights. Where can you find both, Ryan?
Here in Glendale.
No, Vegas.
Oh.
A coworker on my day job was just talking to me about how her and her girlfriends wanted to see some shows in Vegas, but because Vegas has so much to offer, she was confused on how to book their hotels, their car rentals, buy their tickets to the shows they wanted, and everything. She tried travel sites, and those sites just routed her to other sites, and after 45 minutes of being pushed to five different sites, she never planned the trip. So I mentioned to her Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. She was able to find everything she needed to plan her trip for her girlfriends, sent the information to her girlfriends, and they all agreed on the plan, and she booked it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. It was that easy, and it will be that easy for you. Get out to Vegas this summer or this spring, and when you go, book through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. That's FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Yes, I didn't play the Vegas music.
You didn't play the Vegas music.
I'm doing a whole lot.
Me and my wife actually did book a trip through Vegas.com.
What is it you did?
We booked a trip through Vegas.com.
Vegas, baby! In Vegas.com!
The reason I like it is because some of those hotels like only push the restaurants that give them a kickback and stuff like that, but Vegas covers all of Vegas, not only the Strip, not only Fremont, right? It covers all of Vegas.
Yeah.
So it'll give you recommendations for a lot of places.
It does. And Flippius, I don't know where we are on time because my clocks are off. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, so I'm just going to do this as a throwaway because it's big. The video that came out with the cop that shot the black guy.
Is this the one where he plants the taser?
Where he plants the taser. Okay.
I was just making sure I was on up to snuff on my police.
All right,
murder
African Americans, congratulations. You finally got a good one. Dude's going to jail up on murder charges.
Great. He should get the death penalty.
Okay, great.
I believe in that.
They good. They good. He got one. They finally got one. Okay. Yay. I still say, if he wouldn't have ran, we wouldn't have this problem. If he would just stayed his ass in that car, we would not. Now, yes, the cop was wrong in killing the dude, but cop pulled the dude over for a broken taillight.
Yeah.
Say your ass in the car. He ran because he had a warrant. You should have paid your warrant. Okay? Again, yes, the cop was wrong. Yes, he was wrong. He should not have shot that guy. It was cold-blooded murder.
Yeah.
But it could have been avoided. If that dude would have just owed up to what he had going on.
Well, and if you want a really good example of police brutality, it was like last year or 2 years ago now, but
unfortunately, it's not a race issue, but a cop followed a skater home. I was talking to a skater. Skater was sick of the cop, started going home, wasn't doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Went home to his house. Cop followed him home to his house. It's a white kid and a white cop. And he goes into his home. Cop comes, forces himself into the home and shoots him in front of his mother and kills him.
That's not good.
That wow, cop went to horrible. Jail. But I mean, if you, police brutality happens occasionally.
It does. I'm not saying that it never does.
I think it's more than, it's not a race issue necessarily.
No, it's not. And then one story that is getting pushed under is the fact that there was some Tempe police officers here in Tempe, Arizona, saw a kid that was out after curfew.
Okay.
3 a.m. in the morning. I think he was probably 14 or 15 years old. Cops found him. Took the kid home. Noticed that the kid was walking on the street with a broken skateboard.
Okay.
Instead of the cops being an ass and writing the parents a ticket and telling the kid all this other kind of stuff, making a big hullabaloo about it, you know what this cops did? What? They went and bought him a brand new skateboard. Gave it to him so he has a reason to get home quicker so he's not out after curfew.
That's very rare, though.
It's very rare, but the story is being pushed under
it's not
under the
rare.
Table.
I mean, how many cops do you know? It's not rare. Cops are good people. They go in that profession to be good people, but being calloused by you going up to try and help somebody and them firing at you, them running away, you literally just trying to pull someone over for a taillight. And them taking off. They could have a gun. There are other issues. Now, there are issues where cops take it too far.
They do.
But that's a minority. That's the real minority.
I just think that there is somebody else in power, and I'm not going to say who, but I really believe that they are doing stuff to, you know, kill off our black youth and people.
So you think it's a conspiracy? There's something else behind what they're trying to do?
I mean, they're the ones who run the country, I would say.
Okay.
They're the ones who listen to
conspiracy
lullabies.
Theorist.
Oh, I'm deep into that.
All right. Well, and everybody can have their different points of view. They are, honestly, everybody can have their different points of view. I take the advantage. I'm not saying all cops are right. But I think that situation could have been avoided. I really do. I honestly feel it could have been avoided if brother would have just stayed in the car. One thing that Michael Mara said on the Michael Mara show last week is that he says that this cop, the one that planted the taser,
yeah,
and his wrong. Michael Mara says that we are now safer because of the video capabilities of our cell phones. Imagine how that story and that situation would have worked out if there wasn't any video.
Yeah, it would have been a completely different story.
What? And then the cop even falsified the police report.
Yeah.
Said he tried to do CPR.
And he said that the guy was carrying his taser the whole time, stole right. his taser from him, and then ran off with his taser, so he was armed. Yeah.
So this dude deserves to be under the jail.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you. He deserves to be under jail. But what society do we live in when we have to be protected by our camera phones and our cell phones now? It swayed me a little bit more, Anthony. It swayed me a little bit more to the fact that, okay, damn it. We have to protect ourselves from the people that are supposed to be protecting us.
Yeah, we do.
That's honestly the thought that went through my mind, is that we now have to protect ourselves from the people that are designed to protect us.
But here's the thing. Is that a new phenomenon, or are we just realizing it because of our capabilities to catch it?
It's a new phenomenon to me.
I think that there has always been a lot of police brutality. The fact is that we didn't have the cell phones. We didn't have the technology to go around and film it. And now that it's being filmed and being uploaded onto YouTube and all these other social media sites, now people are really beginning to see what is out there. And it's very disgusting because we didn't talk about this 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, but we all knew it happened.
So you're saying that this is something that has been happening. It's now just getting... It now just has a voice, or now has a light,
yes,
to shine. And I mean, that's a hard thing to argue with. That's a hard point to argue with, because it very well may be that this stuff has been going on this whole time. We just never had the media presence that we have. And
this is the flip side of that issue, is while I do think it's something that's been happening, and we're starting to reveal it more to the public.
Yeah.
I think that we're taking the 1% of instances and making it the 100% rule. In our minds, we like to overreact to the 1%. We like to make the 1% always louder in today's world because they have a voice to do so.
True.
I mean, there's a lot. Think about how many people got pulled over that same day.
That didn't.
For a broken taillight. Probably 10,000 minimum. and that didn't get shot. Yeah, the getting shot sucks, but you're talking about less than a tenth of a percent of police brutality happening. So you can't call it the majority, but it has turned into watch out, every police officer is going to shoot you.
That's true. And that, again, is a hard thing to argue.
Well, with me and...
I mean, I think both arguments are very, very valid.
Well, I just think that, especially in Arizona, there's a lot of people that are racist, and I think that there is a lot of racist people on the force. I mean, I'm Latino. My dad is just as dark as you, and mm-hmm. I've seen him getting pulled over and the way he's been treated. So I know for a fact that it has been something that's been going on, and racism does have a lot to do with it.
In the state of Arizona. Now, I'm on the other side of that. I'm on the other side of that coin. I've never experienced anything racist when it comes to a law enforcement officer. I've had my run-ins with a law enforcement officer in Glendale, of all places, which is one of the toughest police forces in our state. And what I do, now they could have very well been profiling me. They could have very well suspected me of something. But when my interaction with them, whatever they asked, I did. And it could have been very well that situation. So I'm on the other side of that coin. I'm not disagreeing with you or saying that things that happened to your father were wrong or that it wasn't a different light. It could very well be everything that you say that it is. My experience is completely different from that. I'm all good with the police officers. You know, I'm good with y'all until y'all start shooting at me. When you start shooting at me, then we got a problem. Don't be shooting at me. And I know the show is almost over, but really quick, Ryan, in 2 seconds, the bleeding has stopped for the effing Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, they were horrible this season. It couldn't have ended sooner. It should have ended sooner.
We're talking basketball.
The Suns were absolutely horrendous this year. They
terrible.
This is my take on it.
Yes.
Ryan McDonough is the guy who's in charge now of finding us talent and putting it together on the team. What happened during the offseason is he let Channing Frye go, which was our veteran leadership,
His heart was two sizes too small.
Too big. His issue was his heart was too big. Now, this is the problem. He let the veteran leadership go, and we suffered for it. He brought in another point guard when we had too many, and he paid Eric Bledsoe more money, even though no one else was offering Eric Bledsoe money. And I love Eric Bledsoe. I think he's a great player.
Right.
But you come in and say, I want a raise. I work for, I don't know.
BDB Radio Network.
I work for BDB Radio Network. I'm going to go find XYZ Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell them, hey, I'm looking for other places to work. XYZ Radio Network goes, okay, good for you.
Yay me.
You come back to BDB Radio Network and you say, I want, BDB Radio Network already offered you $48 million for 4 years.
God, I wish.
And you went to XYZ and ZYX and WWW and whatever, right?
The More Network.
You went to all of these networks and they all said, we ain't giving you nothing. No
right.
offer.
Right.
Zero offer. We don't
Zero.
Need you. We don't have a place for you to
Zero
speak.
Dollars.
We don't have a mic for you.
Oh.
They come back and you tell BDB Radio Network, $48 million ain't enough. I want $80 million for 5 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's very nice, Corey. We would like $80 million for 5 years too. if someone else would offer you $80 million for 5 years, we'd be more than happy to match. But we think that your value on the market is about this. No one else offered you that, and you still are saying, that's nuh-uh. So finally, we're like, fine, we'll give you 63 for the 4 years or whatever. So we gave him more money, and that bothers the crap out of me, 5 years. We gave him like 68 for 5 years. What bothers me about that is he was already not going, nobody wanted him. And
right.
we were like, oh, nobody wants you? Take more money.
Oh, yeah.
It made no sense.
Very smart on his end.
Yeah,
very
really
smart.
Very smart.
So
yeah.
He drafts fantastically well. TJ Warren looks like a great talent, but he is awful when it comes to free agency and signings. So we got to see what happens this year. There's a big free agency. If he can pull in any talent, convince them that Phoenix is a great place to live in the winter, because that's when you play basketball.
That's true.
And there is no basketball in the summer, so you can go wherever the heck you want. You can go skiing in Canada during the winter. We don't care. But that's what he's got to do this summer. He did an awful, awful job at that. And we were 14 games above 500. This year, if we were 14 games above 500, we would be the sixth seed. Or no, the seventh seed, right behind the Spurs. The Spurs are the sixth seed. We'd be the seventh seed. And we didn't even make the playoffs last year. This year we got worse. We weren't even a 500 team.
And you can hear more of that, ladies and gentlemen, on fullcourtpressradio.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew something was bad when I heard on your show you switched your t-shirt to take off your Phoenix Suns.
I can't wear no Suns gear until I
and
see what they do in the offseason.
You were almost ready to go jump on the bandwagon of the Spurs or the Pistons.
Pacers didn't make
it. They all start with a P.
The Pacers unfortunately didn't make the playoffs either.
They didn't around?
No.
Where's LeBron?
Cavaliers.
Is he in the playoffs? Yes.
With Sean Marion.
That's some of my bitch. I don't like that guy. I really don't like that guy. Lip, what time is it?
Show's over.
Show's over, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. And because it's a new night, we also have new closer music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. Anthony, welcome to the network, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sitting in. We will see lots more of you.
Yes, you will.
This was your first show?
This is my first show.
Shirtless Thursdays.
Pantsless Fridays.
I will do that.
All right.
I'm all for that.
Pantsless Fridays. Next show, you won't get dumped. All right, Ryan, thank you so much for coming in and helping out,
man. No problem. Happy birthday.
I appreciate it. And Philippius?
Yes.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. And for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, please email or snail mail fatguyradioshow@box. I forgot the slide. DT's really good at this. And there it is. Email snail mail at BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Or email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are open now. And before we go, I have to say a big thank you to everyone that sent birthday cards and real birthday cards. Oh my gosh, this is
snail mail.
Phenomenal. And you know who you are who sent this to me. Thank you guys so much. I love you all. You guys made this birthday very, very special. Thank you for joining us on Thursday nights. This is our new night. So tell all your friends that you have on Facebook that Fat Guy Radio Show is now on Thursday nights. And next week, we will get closer and closer to that 7:30-ish. And also thank you to the Reverend Big Afro for starting the show off. For Ryan Scott, Philippius, our executive producer, and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people! Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show. Listen, like, and laugh. See you at the top. Bye-bye! Bye. Lady K!
One more word before you go, if I may. Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show. Now you may go.
One, they're running fast as hell.